This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 15. Brothers again. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 33. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. "Who are these with you?" he asked. Jacob answered, "They are the children God has graciously given your servant." Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked, "What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met?" "To find favor in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." "No, please," said Jacob. "If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favorably. Please accept the present that was brought to you, for God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need." And because Jacob insisted, Esau accepted it. Then Esau said, "Let us be on our way. I'll accompany you." But Jacob said to him, "My lord knows that the children are tender, and that I must care for the ewes and cows that are nursing their young. If they're driven hard just one day, all the animals will die. So let my lord go on ahead of his servant, while I move along slowly at the pace of the flocks and herds before me and the pace of the children until I come to my lord in Seir." Esau said, "Then let me leave some of my men with you." "But why do that?" Jacob asked. "Just let me find favor in the eyes of my lord." So that day, Esau started on his way back to Seir. Jacob, however, went to Succoth, where he bought a place for himself and made shelters for his livestock. That is why the place is called Succoth. 20 years had passed since Jacob and Esau had seen each other. Back then, Esau had threatened to kill his brother, and Jacob had fled for his life. We can understand that the idea of meeting again made Jacob nervous, especially since Esau came with 400 men. But while Jacob is afraid and still trying to control the situation, we can see that something has changed in him. He's more humble and realizes that his gift cannot ultimately win Esau's favor. Quite possibly, Jacob's struggles with Laban have helped him to realize the great wrong he had done to his brother long ago. He now acknowledges that all that he has comes only from God, by grace, and he recognizes that he needs grace from Esau if they are to reconcile. Many of us have strained relationships with family members, friends, or others we have wronged. Perhaps we recognize the need for reconciliation, but aren't sure how to go about it. But relationships are always by grace. We cannot control how others respond to us. We can only show grace and enjoy the grace shown to us. In a similar way, our sin has ruined our relationships with God, and no amount of scheming on our part can restore us. But in Christ, we find the unexpected and merciful embrace of God. And for this, we can only give thanks and enjoy God's grace shown to us. Pray with me. Gracious God, thank you for receiving and restoring your wayward children, for embracing me. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.